Yeah, we do have a special guest. His name is the general manager, Thomas Dimitrov. Thomas, thanks for coming up and joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me, guys.
I hope to say congratulations are in order for your family.
Yep. We're doing well. We just added a new little baby girl, so we're in a good spot. Thank you.
If you need any advice, I've got three baby girls of my own, so I'll give you any advice you need.
Okay, very good.
Are you pretty pleased with this roster and how it's shaken up early in camp?
I am. When I go out there and I watch our players move around and the combination of athleticism as well as drive and that age right now where we have a lot of those guys are right around the 5-6 year age, and then we have our veterans sprinkled in. It just seems like this is a year that it all is coming together as far as what our plans were back in 2008 as far as the roster. And, so we're excited about it. We're really encouraged by what we see so far.
TD, how you doing, my friend? It's Shock.
Shock, what's happening?
Oh, all is well. I wanted to ask you, what we all know about Matt, we know about Steven, we know about all the big-name guys. Is there a few guys in particular or a certain position that you're kind of more focused on that's kind of under the radar that you want to see develop here in the preseason or going into practice?
Well, I mean, Shock, obviously, a lot of people are talking about where we are with our offensive line. I mean, we've spent time over the years trying to get ready for the movement that's going to inevitably happen with, unfortunately, guys like Tyson Klebo and Mud Duck moving along, and that's going to be the way it is. But now it's time for some of those younger guys who we drafted 3 and 4 years ago or 3 years ago or 2 years ago to step up. And I think we have two very good offensive line coaches that work very well. And I think the battles at the right tackle position, and the right guard position are going to be worth honing in on if anyone's out here visiting camp, because we need that right side to be taken care of. And I think they're getting after it.
Before John chimes in, you mentioned your offensive line. Ryan Schrader, kid out of Valdosta State, I've watched him a couple of days and he seems to stand out, and this city knows about a Valdosta State player and Jesse Tuggle being an undrafted guy, and you get this guy in. Have you been impressed with this play?
Crum, this guy is a really interesting guy right now, and he was a below the radar guy, never went to the combine. This is one of those great stories, and it's he's a Wichita, Kansas guy who went to Valdosta State, played baseball and basketball, hasn't had a whole bunch of history in with football. He's a big dude now. He's a big, wide-based guy who's very strong and athletic, and you see him moving around. He's got some patience and some moxie about him, and he's got some – I'm going to use the right word here. He's got some – he's a tough guy, and he's got some agitation to him. He's got some prick to him is, I guess, what I'm saying.
Cojones maybe would have been the right word to use. GM of the Atlanta Falcons, Thomas Dimitrov, joining us here on the morning show on 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com. Fans of the NFL, especially now that fantasy football has come around, have started to understand rosters more and more. But money and finances with an NFL team are still something that a lot of people can't quite wrap their head around. With Matt Ryan's contract getting done over the last couple of days, I think to help ask a question that a lot of fans have had, does that open up extra money for the Atlanta Falcons to possibly go out and get another defensive lineman that it seems like the team needs?
Everyone's talking about that. I think first part of that question, this is about being very creative in this day and age in the NFL, and I've said this time and again. You have, your pillar position guys who are making a lot of money on the team, and, Matt now is the second highest paid player in the National Football League, he expects a lot out of himself. And as we were going through the whole process, we realized that our drive was to make sure that that we worked the contract in the right way, that it would keep a little bit of space here at the back end, of putting the roster together this year. Suffice it to say, there is some more money there. There's not a lot of money. And the greatest thing about having an owner like Arthur Blank, and I say this time and time again, is that he wants us to spend up to the cap. And he doesn't want us to be fooling around having, $15, $20 million sitting there. That he encourages us to be aggressive with our deals. And that's one of the things that draw a lot of free agents to this market, quite honestly, having an owner that is as Arthur is. So there is some room, but we also have to keep consideration that, if injuries come about, that we have some money to make sure we help ourselves if something does come about. So we're not jumping right in. We're just not jumping in to spend money just because we have a few bucks in our pocket right now.
How much did we have to work with?
right now, well, our space right now is, you know, on the back end of, it's been reported as, you know, high sixes or low sevens. Millions is what I'm saying, but we're, again, our focus right now is to make sure that we get through preseason here, and that's, you know, I know there's a lot of talk about Richard, and Richard's a fine man, and there's no more discussion here at this point about having him in here. I don't want to tip any cards, sure. But never say never, right?
Okay.
Yeah, TD, let me ask you. You know, we know how important offense is, the defense is, but let me ask you about the special teams. As far as a lot of people want to know about the return issue last year, I guess for the lack thereof, a lot of people were saying we didn't get a lot in the return game. How is the return game going also with the new addition of Alford and also Quiz back there? How is that, you know, showing up this year as far as what's going on now in practice?
Right, Shock. That was an issue last year, and it was unfortunate, and that was an element of our game that we really thought we were going to focus on going into the draft. And
right.
there were a couple guys that we were really targeted on that we thought we may be able to go after what we consider sort of a novelty position. You know, mm-hmm. if you're going to grab a guy off the board in the second round as a return guy, you better make sure you have the rest of your roster in intact. And we thought we were pretty close to that this year, understanding that we could do that. And, you know, some of those guys that we were looking at, a couple of the guys went a little earlier than we had planned. With that in mind, however, with focusing on a guy like Alford, I mean, he's got return skills, no question about it. We also have Harry Douglas to consider in that role, because Harry can grab the ball and go as well. So we will not be in the same situation as we were last year. No offense to Dominic Franks, but I just think we're going to be in a spot where we can really focus on the guys who have the ability to nice. Return the rock.
GM of the Atlanta Falcons, Thomas Dimitroff, joining us here on the morning show on 790 The Zone and 790thezone.com. Thomas, going into free agency this year, a lot of running backs were on the table. Reggie Bush was a free agent. Sean Green, Rashard Mendenhall. What stood out to you about Steven Jackson and said, this is the guy we need behind Matt Ryan in the backfield?
John, Steven was a guy that, you know, we kept our eyes on. We were looking at last year, thinking about the possibility if things did turn out the way that they did, that we would seriously contemplate having another big back in here that can really, you know, drive it home for the extra yard. And it's not only that, it's his ability to swing out and catch the ball. He's got the ability to step up and block. So he is a really multidimensional back. He's got this, you know, deceptive speed like some of the big backs do. And the other thing was, you know, in this is kind of going back, but to share a little bit of a story here. In New England, when we brought in Corey Dillon, Corey was sort of that guy where he was, you know, on the other end of his career and he was still playing, but he had this real drive and desire to you know, be a championship caliber football team and you know, push for the distance. And to have a guy with that much drive like Steven does, there's a little bit of a parallel there. You know, those guys, those are the guys you want on your team that truly want to push as much as they can. And Steven right now is one of our best leaders, hands down. Guys have fallen in line, and it's great to see how he's fitting in with our football team.
Moving over to the defensive side of the ball, as we're wrapping up with General Manager Thomas Dimitroff. Jonathan Massaquoi, Stanley Mponga, Malachi Goodman, whose arms are probably long enough to touch the goalpost standing straight up. Talk about these young guys competing opposite of O.C. Uyemura and also competing with Corey Bierman in terms of rushing the passer.
Well, I think first of all you have to say O.C. has been fantastic for us on the defensive side of the ball. He's come in and he's at the front end of that group. Guys are watching him closely. They really respect O.C. He's got a real nice presence in the locker room. That's another side that maybe we even underestimated where he is right now. I mean, because we really liked what he had on the field skill-wise, and he's come in and he's really shown well in the locker room for us and helping the young guys. These young guys that we drafted, I mean, Stanley Mponga, Malachi Goodman, these are two guys that honestly we believe lasted a lot longer in the draft than we ever thought they would. So we were really, really excited about getting both of these guys. One guy is a left defensive end in Malachi Goodman. I mean, he's long arms. He's got strength. He can jolt the pass protection. And we like where he is developing. And he's a driven guy. We love that. Mponga's coming off a little bit of an injury. He looks the part. Obviously you saw him out there yesterday, and he's just starting to get up around the corner, and he's got some really nice athleticism and a natural ability to bend the edge. And these two guys, in our minds, we think that they have an opportunity to be legitimate contributors for us early. We sit there and talk about Jonathan. We talk about Massaquoi. I mean, he's another guy that's just untapped right now. So we have a group of guys and there's a really interesting group of guys there, and then we have a couple other guys in our linebacker crew that are young and ready to go. And interestingly enough, they all have strong African heritage with Massaquoi. Bartu is another guy. Joplo Bartu. So it's an interesting group.
Pretty cool. And I guess pat yourself on the back. You got the second best retention rate in terms of draft guys in the National Football League coming in and playing. So you're picking the right guys. We're excited about the direction of the team, and we appreciate you coming to join us here on Sports Radio 790 The Zone.
I appreciate that, guys.
Thanks, Thomas. And before we get you out of here, I know that you wanted to talk a little bit about this new campaign, the Rise Up and Recycle campaign that the Atlanta Falcons are putting on this year.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, you know, we started this green initiative back in 2009, and the building's really become more and more passionate about it, spearheaded by our owner. He makes it very clear that he understands his responsibility and our responsibility to be stewards to the environment with all that we have and our good fortune, that we need to be able to leverage this brand to continue to educate. And we paired up with one of our partners, a big partner here, is Novelis, and Novelis is the top aluminum recycler in the world. And they, you know, the fact that they paired with us is something that we're very proud of. We hope that they're proud of our relationship, and we have some really cool stuff on the way in the dome this year and in years to come. Quite honestly, new stadium stuff that we're you know, kicking off right now. The idea of some of our green approaches to a stadium are going to be really cool as well.
TD, before we let you get out of here, I just want to say a quick thing. Every time I see you, I think you're going down in age. I don't know what it is. I don't know what you got going on.
Benjamin,
what you're taking.
You're not seeing the gray hair, guys. You know, my wife sees it, but it's funny. I go round and round. Sometimes I feel it, and I wake up in the morning and I feel a lot older than I am. Other times I have to kind of keep the balance going. And look, this place out here, it can be kind of euphoric, as you know. It's a nice 50 acres out here in Flowery Branch.
Well, TD, really appreciate the time this morning, and I'm glad football season's finally underway. We'll get things rolling here in a couple weeks.
Thanks, gentlemen.